you do it every year, obviously, so you've got experience at least with the short week. What have you learned from past experiences to help accelerate your preparation? What are the biggest challenges to get prepared for this 4-day week?
Well, I mean, I think the older you get, you learn just how to take care of your body in general. You just figure out the small things you need to do, and that applies every week, but especially, you know, it's a short week, and just got to know how to prepare mentally for a game. You know, it's an extra film and things like that. So,
Josh, what do you think about how JC plays defense?
I think he played great. You know, it's not easy to, you know, be that sixth man or whatever and come off the bench. It's a tough thing to do. You know, I've done it in the past, and you know, my rookie year, and you know, coming in cold, especially in a cold game. You know, it's not easy, and he came in and did a great job.
Josh, how much did it help that he spent basically all that 2014 offseason?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a lot of experience with us in there. So we had the whole offseason and three games in training camp in preseason last year. So that experience definitely helped.
The balance that you showed last night, getting the running game on track, something that hasn't exactly been there the past couple of weeks. Is that something that could be a springboard for you guys going into the second half of the season, especially getting that running game into a rhythm like you did?
Well, I mean, you'd like to hope so. You know, I think we proved that we could win a game that way. You know, we don't necessarily have to go rely on Aaron to throw 60 passes a game and him make 20 amazing plays to, you know, to win a game, you know. So we showed that we can go win a game in another fashion. So hopefully it'll continue.
How much better are the Bears now than week one under their new coach?
Yeah, they're playing a lot better. You know, you can see it all across the board on defense, and, you know, from what I hear from the other guys, offense as well. So we know that it's a big game for us. I mean, it's a Thursday night Thanksgiving game, and it's going to be a, you know, division game. It's going to, you know, go down to the last minute, I think. You know, it's gonna be a fun one.
What works so well run game wise, do you think, last night? But what works so well in the run game, you think?
Well, I think we were able to get the number of calls up, you know, just based on the way the game went. You know, we were able to be balanced. So, you know, I've said it for a while. Eddie's a 20 carry guy, and I think if we can get him 20 carries, we're gonna be successful. And if we can be balanced, I think we'll be successful in the run game.
You see that lift a weight off his shoulders to find his rhythm in a way that he really hasn't this season yet?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that that excitement or whatever it may be. That, you know, he was fired up a few of those plays, and I haven't seen that in a while. So it's very nice to see, and hopefully that'll, you know, springboard him the rest of the year.